Hey guys, welcome to this broadcast. Just stand by. We're getting everything together and we will be with you shortly. So just get some water, and everything will be kicking off momentarily. Waiting for the Hay House thumbs up if you're wondering, what's she doing? Like, why is she just sitting here? Okay, yay. All right. So we are live. We are live, live. Hello. Welcome to this conversation. I'm so excited that we are here. We are continuing the virtual launch party for my new deck, The Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle. Let me show it to you. I'm so excited about this deck and so proud of this deck. And this deck has already been life-changing for me. And I am looking forward to hearing all of your experiences with the deck as well. So I wanted to share because someone asked, what is the purpose of an Oracle deck yesterday? And I saw the question after and I didn't get to answer it. So I wanted to share that with all of you. Hello, Goddess Terry. Hello, Goddess Latanda. Hello, beautiful brown queen. Hello, Goddess Marnie. Hello, Goddess Lisa. Hello, everyone who is gathering. Hello, all my Instagram peeps. I can't see, but hello, I'm glad that you're here. So an Oracle or a tarot deck is very powerful for personal development, for life transformation. It can be a psychological tool. It is a communication device and communication language, a way of you communicating with the divine, a way of you communicating with your ancestors, a way of you communicating with your highest self. It is a very powerful transformational tool. And folks have been doing this for centuries. People used to use playing cards, a couple of hundred years ago to do exactly what we now have the abundance to do in our time to be able to transmit decks exactly the way that they are being seen. And some folks still use playing cards. So that is what Oracle decks are. Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle is my second deck, my first deck. Someone was asking yesterday about a French deck. Will this come in French? And we're hoping it will. So for the French folks, you can get my previous deck in French. Here it is in Portuguese as well. But today is all about the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle. I am so excited that you all now have this deck in your hands. Well, some of you are still waiting for the mail. So if you're still waiting for the mail, or if you haven't ordered yet, what are you doing? Go to Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Hay House. It's on sale at Hay House, I am told. Go to secretsoftheancestors.com and come on, let's do this. Let's do this work together. This past weekend, it was beautiful. I got to do some new moon work with my dad, who is a minister, doing much related work, a spiritual minister. And he shared with me how, because we have been talking about altars, and he talked about how his teachers had their altars. Even the altar, the word means up high. They had their altars on the ground. And so I wanted to just add that as a note that you could, and I'm sure I've said that before, but I just wanted to say it if I hadn't. You can also create an altar as it was, done on the ground, out in nature. You can absolutely do that. So Goddess Laura says this deck is beautiful. I have it. Yay, Goddess Laura. She's got her deck already. And Goddess Marnie already also has her deck. So let's light a candle. And then I'm going to ask Goddess Marnie and Goddess Laura to pull cards. If you and see what comes up. Even if you haven't already blessed your deck or anything like that, let's see what comes up, okay? So let's light our candles if you have a candle. If not, you can just enjoy the light energy of the candle that I am lighting. Today we're going to do a blessing and activation of the deck, and then our guest in the second half is going to be the creator of the Sufi tarot. And so I want to play with her on the energy of our decks together. Goddess Nicola says, or Nicola, my family would say Nicola, maybe a Nicola. I know I say that every time, Nicola, Nicola. She says, hey, beautiful goddess Abiola, I can't stay as I'm off to do my horses. Yay. But I wanted to congratulate you on an amazing deck. Absolutely beautiful energy. I'm a white woman in the UK and I feel these cards and ancestors deeply. Thank you for bringing this deck into my being. African Goddess Rising is now my go-to oracle. Oh, my beautiful sister, that makes me so happy. And hopefully I will be back in the UK, not in 2024, but hopefully in 2025, I'll be able to visit my friends at the College of Psychic Studies again and hopefully get to see you in person. Thank you for your beautiful message. And I think that it's important, you know, something that I always share that, you know, just as I have been the beneficiary of all kinds of global wisdom, like the Sufi tarot, when I learned about this, I was like, oh my goodness, I have to get that deck. It is very happy to me. It is pleasing to me and my ancestors that others are able to benefit from their philosophical wisdom. I'm not going to even say our, I'm not going to put myself on the level with them, but their philosophical wisdom. So thank you for sharing that. Okay, so let us light our candles if you have a candle with you. And we are lighting our candles to invite in the energy of the light. I'm almost out of gas here. Okay. To invite in the energy of the light. There we go. To invite back in the energy of light, the energy of creation, the energy of our ancestors. May this light follow you all the days of your life. May this light awaken love in your heart. May this light remind you of your true self. And may we all be blessed to continue this circle for decades and generations to come. Ashe, ashe, ashe. Okay, I'm going to put this here on our energetic altar. And today I brought for us, for the energetic altar, my unboxing. I received my package from Amazon as well and didn't open it last night. It's funny. It looks like my, I was like, was the post office person like trying to get in there? But okay, I wanted to just, I wanted to open it and have an unboxing moment as well. So here we go. Good afternoon from Sweden. Hello, Goddess Eva in Sweden. Yay. And today I'll also be giving away two decks because I'm so excited yesterday that I didn't get to do a giveaway. Goddess Stacia says, I love your African Goddess Rising Oracle deck. Thank you, Goddess Stacia. I am looking forward to working with the two decks together, playing with the two decks together with all of you and seeing how, you know, how they hang out together. Yay. Okay. Excellent. Okay. So here's how it looks in the package. I am a deck collector, so it's very exciting for me to have this unboxing moment with my own as well and getting to smell and feel the energy of the deck and all of that. And so I share in the booklet how to do a deck blessing. Goddess Kina says her deck was delayed for delivery today. That's okay. It'll make it even more exciting when it is in your hands. Let's see. It does smell good. I'm a sensory person, so I like the whole effect of everything, the sound, the smell, the everything. Okay, so here is the booklet. It smells good. I know, I'm such a weirdo. It's okay. Weirdos unite. Type into the comments, weirdos unite. Look at us weirdos. Who'd have thought? All of us uniting across the globe. Goddess Janice says, so happy to be heading home for mine tonight. Yay. Goddess Selena says, I do the same thing. Goddess Marnie says, nothing like that new deck smell. Weirdos unite. Yay. Okay, so then here's what it looks like. And you take off this little band. And the deck is, the cards are there in order. And let me show you in the booklet, yay weirdos, where it has the section about blessing your deck. So that's on page 13 in the booklet. And I share how to bless your deck. And I wanted to read you a little bit of the introductory letter. Let me know actually if it would be helpful for you to have I guess an audiobook of the whole thing wouldn't make sense because it would be hard to find the chapters, but an audiobook of the beginning. I know that some of us process things, you know, audibly, and it may be helpful for you to have an audiobook of the beginning. Let me know. Goddess Stacia says, I stopped counting my decks once the number went over 80. Absolutely. One of my childhood best friends, her daughter's name is Nastasia. So every time I see your name, I think of her. Yay. Okay. So, all right. So here is, yeah. So let me know if it would be helpful to do, I'm recording the audiobook of my next book, but you know, would it be helpful at all to have an audiobook for the beginning of this? And actually maybe let's do that. I will add that as a free gift. Next week, I'm going to be offering a free gift for those of you who've purchased the deck. I'm giving everyone a chance to purchase, including the journal questions that they made me take out because this was too big and it wouldn't fit in the box. And so I will be sending you the journal questions and an audio recording of the beginning, not the whole thing, but the beginning part of it. Okay. Yay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Yes. All right. So I will do that. So greetings, beautiful, beloved one. The ancestors are well pleased. They have called and you have answered. You. You are the sacred heir to the queendom of the divine. In the form of these cards, your ancestors have come forward for the possibility of a deeper relationship with you. I'm getting chills as I'm reading it. Feeling your energy. Your sacred inheritance is their wisdom and guidance. Your ancestors prayed for this moment, this time. You carry their celebrations and their tears in your veins. Your ancestors laughed, drummed, wept, ate good yams, and drank palm wine and mead. Your ancestors made love and fought. They were silly and serious, beautiful and unlovely, wealthy and poor. You carry generational wisdoms and traumas, ancestral curses and blessings. You are a library of your ancestors. We are all made of stardust. Exalt in the grounded joys of your ancestors of earth. Breathe the thoughts of your ancestors of air. Dance with the grace of your ancestors of fire. Hear the cries of your ancestors of water. Connect with the ancestral wisdom, with the ancient wisdom within you. Your ancestors gathered around the bonfire and at the river's mouth to honor their ancestors, ancestors of the blood, ancestors of community, ancestors of land. They had reverence for plant and animal spirits. Your higher self chose your family group and they chose you for this pivotal period. Yes, they have a purpose for you. That's why your energy is so different. You have been given the sacred assignment of evolving consciousness. Type into the comments. Don't worry about spelling evolving consciousness. Congratulations, Goddess Michelle. She received her deck yesterday. You have been given the blessed assignment of evolving consciousness and breaking the curses of the lineage. Repeat this, it ran in the family until it ran out to me, until it ran into me. It ran in the family until it ran into me, and this is where it runs out. You have walked with some of your ancestral spirit guides through many lifetimes. You were made with the legacy of love. My intimate connection, then I go on and explain various things, but that is the beginning of this book, which now I will be recording for all of you. And for those of you who don't get in on it now, I'll put it somewhere if I can upload it for free, or maybe on Amazon for 99 cents or something like that. We shall see. But get the deck within the next week or two and you will get it. You'll have it. Sign up at secretsoftheancestors.com so that you are on my list. Yes, Goddess Chelsea is affirming it ran in the family until it ran out of me and stopped. Boom. Yes, it ran in the family until it ran into me. And so let's do a sacred deck blessing and activation. Like I said, I share in here a process. I will just read it to you. It is a dedication, a cleansing, an invocation, shuffling the deck, selecting a card, going through the deck to meet your ancestral guides, and allowing the deck to absorb your energy. So going through those steps that are here. And for those of you who, let's see, who have already have the deck, you can open the booklet and see that. But I wanted to do with you a little blessing and activation. And usually when I do this, I will rub some an oil that is meaningful for the process on my hands. So this is jasmine oil. I love to work with jasmine oil. Jasmine represents elevated spiritual consciousness and healing. Ah, and it smells so good. It is a healing oil. It is a really intuitive oil, and it is beautiful for doing ancestor work. Goddess Marnie says, after I finished the whole blessing yesterday, I got full body chills and felt my ancestors. Oh, that is beautiful. That is so beautiful. I had a great conversation with my dad. My sister actually filmed it yesterday. She showed him the deck, and he started talking about his ancestors that he met on a spiritual plane. And it was really beautiful. And I'm going to do an interview with him and share it as well. There's my mommy. Goddess Norma says, received my beautiful deck last evening. Happy to go through it as I thought of my ancestors. I felt the presence of my ancestors as I was going through them. Goddess Abiola, our ancestors are very happy. Yay. Thank you, mommy. So yes. So Beautiful Brown Queen says, yes, she loves it. She has ancestor oil and she uses it. Okay. So I put some jasmine on my hands. You could also work with sacred water. So like this, Lakshmi water is one that I like to work with, is a rose water. There are, of course, all kinds. I'm smelling good now. Charged up. Okay. And, you know, you can, if you are working with the water, you can, you know, use a cloth on your hands if you are worried about it affecting your cards. Okay. So let me now just take this deck, this beautiful, magical deck. And Goddess Kina says, my ancestors like for me to work with Black Jamaican castor oil. Absolutely. I love, love, love that oil as well. And coconut oil, you can also work with. Every part of the coconut we know is activated and alive, living energy. Okay, so I like to hold the deck. You can hold the deck to, you know, in your heart chakra, the center of your heart, or you can hold it in front of you like this. You could hold it on your solar plexus or your womb chakra, your sacral chakra, whatever for you feels alive and activated. I feel that heart energy is, you know, just the most powerful. And so if you don't have your deck yet, don't despair. You can just watch the replay of this. Find it at secretsoftheancestors.com and watch the replay of this. And just do it along with us then, okay? Or whenever you're watching this in the year 3000, okay? All right. And right now I'm just grounding myself. Allow yourself to be grounded if you have the deck with you, or just put your hands over your heart, put your feet flat on the ground if your body has that capacity to do so. And let's just feel into the energy of the earth. Just ground yourself. Feel your feet pushing down into the soil. Feel yourself being grounded. Just inhale. And exhale. Inhale love. And exhale fear. Inhale connection. And exhale the energy of disconnect. Inhale the energy of transformation. And exhale the energy of stagnancy, staying stuck. Great ancestors, thank you so much for coming to us in the energy of the divine. Thank you so much for being a conduit between us and the Creator, our God, the Most High.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for guiding us, for protecting us. We ask you now to be an open channel for us, to share with us your wisdom, to share with us your guidance, to share with us your secrets. We ask you to please come to us, your children, here on this journey, and to be for us what you needed in your lifetime. We ask you to protect us and our descendants. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the tool of these sacred cards. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let them be exactly what we are needing. We ask you to speak to us through any tools that you deem necessary, possible, activated. These cards are now activated. These cards, the energy of these cards are now awakened for your ancestral guidance. Ashe, ashe, ashe. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I feel your energy. Beautiful, wonderful. Okay, and now you could just shuffle through the cards now just to so that you feel your energy in them. We feel our ancestors around us. The dead are not dead. Our ancestors have not left us. We are grateful for them to speak to us in the signs, in the symbols, in the music, in the water, in our dreams. We are so very grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Goddess Stasia says, I just opened my jasmine. Love the synchronicity. Beautiful. Ashe, ashe, ashe. And there is, I actually got emotional when doing that. There is in the blessing here, I want to share with you what the invocation is here. It says, hold your deck to your heart. Repeat three times. Oh, great ancestor. Your existence made way for my existence, and I thank you. Oh, great ancestor, your existence made way for my existence, and I thank you. Oh, great ancestor, your existence made way for my existence, and I thank you. Okay, so that is the invocation here. So you can use that, you know, for your process as well. Okay. All right. Good. So I wanted to just show you before our guest gets here, or maybe she may be here before we bring her on, this beautiful Sufi tarot. And the beautiful thing is, one of the things that I'm looking forward to doing with her is that the first 22 cards in the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck are in alignment with the major arcana of the tarot. You don't need to know anything about tarot in order to use this deck or have this conversation at all. But being that she is working with ancient Sufi wisdom, and the first 22 cards in her deck also, of course, are the major arcana, it will be fun for us to go through and look at the energies of the cards together for each one. So this is card zero in her deck. And as you see, it has the word Salik, which I'm assuming means fool, but she can translate for us when she comes on. And in her language, Salik, in my language, boo boo the fool. And there's a Caribbean song that actually I had mentioned in the guidebook, but it was one of the things they made me take out because it was too long. The song that my mom told me about, where it goes like, mama look a boo boo there, talking about like a boo boo the fool or whatever. And then it turned out to be their father. I will upload that or play it for you in the next broadcast. But yeah, that's the energy of boo boo the fool. And so we will go through these with her. Yes. Yes, exactly. So Salik in her language, boo boo the fool in mine. So let's do some reading, some spot readings while we wait for our guest. We have 5 minutes before she comes on, which is great. And let's do some giveaways. Goddess Angelita has received her deck. She says, just beautiful. Okay, great. So Goddess Angelita, make sure that you go to Secrets of the Ancestors.com
and sign in. You're going to see a link that says virtual Secrets of the Ancestors virtual retreat and festival. You want to click on that, sign in for all the things that I'm talking about. We'll upload it to be uploaded to a portal there, and you'll also be on my mailing list. So Goddess Stasia says, I would love a reading if you feel drawn. Boom. So let's go with Goddess Stasia. Let's see, what is it that Goddess Stasia is needing to know right now? Okay, let's just do a shuffle. I really like the way that these cards feel, that if you are a card deck collector, you know what I mean? Each card has a specific feeling to it. I love the way that these cards feel. Goddess Ricky says, I'm new to your channel. Well, hello, Goddess Ricky. You are at this moment actually on Hay House's wonderful channel, where they have incredible lives like this every single day. And if you're feeling called, you can come play with me at Abiola TV throughout social media and subscribe to the Goddess Temple podcast. Okay. All right. So we are reading Goddess Stasia's energy. What does Goddess Stasia need to know right now in the spring equinox moving forward? Okay. Okay, so Goddess Stasia, the ancestors want you to be unapologetic, okay? So if you have been tiptoeing through life or tiptoeing through this season of your life, or there is, you know, something that you have been doing and you haven't been feeling courageous enough, your ancestors are saying your patriarchal energy within your bloodline, your divine masculine energy in your bloodline is saying, our daughter, hello, be unapologetically you, unapologetically you, okay? And so you can look up card number 4 in the guidebook if you have it, and go deeper there. I'm gonna try to get a couple more in before we bring on our guests, so I won't go deeper at the moment. But here, if you want a screenshot, unapologetic, okay. All right, so Goddess. Okay, I'm going to go for my namesake, Goddess Wendy with an I. Oh, I wonder if that's the same Wendy with an I who I shared on a last call before, that I tried to get Wendy with an I going. My Wendy's with a Y. My middle name's Wendy with a Y. But I thought Wendy with an I was very cool. Tried to get that going, but it didn't stick. So let's see, what does Goddess Wendy with an I need to know right now for the spring equinox going forward? What do her ancestors want her to know? Okay, this card, I was trying to stick it back in the deck, but it would not. Okay, so let's get a clarification card for Goddess Wendy. Pulling from the bottom. Okay, so Goddess Wendy, trust the path that you are on. Trust the path that you are on, okay? There are a lot of things right now that feel uncertain in the energy around you, a lot of things that feel up in the air and maybe a little bit wiggly. That's the word that I'm getting. The energy is very wiggly, but trust the path. Stay the course, okay? Do not be affected by shiny new thing syndrome. I feel like that's a thing with you, Goddess Wendy. Like, ooh, okay, but look at that. Look at over here. Look at over there. No. Okay. Stay steady. Trust the path. Move forward. Okay. All right. Let's see if we can get another one before Goddess Aida comes into the room. Goddess Nuala says she ordered the deck. Congratulations, Goddess Nuala. Yay. Looking forward to playing with you. Okay. All right. So let us now see. Okay. Let's go with, I think our guest is here. Let's see. Is she here? Okay. Wait, we have one more minute. Okay. All right, Goddess Aida. See you in a minute. Give me 1 second. All right. So let's see. Goddess Ricky. Okay. So Goddess Ricky, what does Goddess Ricky need to know? Okay. Okay. So Goddess Ricky, what do your ancestors need you to know right now? Okay. So Goddess Ricky, ooh, let's take a pull a clarification card.
Okay, so Goddess Ricky, you've been going through some seasons of ups and downs, okay? I want you to know that this too shall pass. Whatever you have been experiencing, okay, whatever you have been going through, this too shall pass. It will be okay. It will make sense. Some of the things that you have been experiencing right now, you know, sometimes we go through trials and tribulations, and when we're in it, we can't see the forest for the trees, but this too shall pass, okay? It's going to work out. It is all going to work out for you, okay? It's going to work out for you, and it'll make sense later why things had to be the way that they are right now, okay?